As the unrest in Haiti worsens, Haitian Americans in the U.S. are trying to make sense of the chaos in their homeland. New York City has the largest Haitian community in the country. Reporter Jesse Graham visited a Haitian enclave in the Flatbush section of Brooklyn, where she found a community deeply divided.
Rico Dupuy is tired of talking politics. He sinks into a plastic-covered brown couch in the Nostrand Avenue storefront, which is home to Radio Soleil, and rubs his puffy eyes. Dupuy, the station director, usually runs his call-in political show at this hour, but instead a string of Haitian ballads vibrate from the bass-heavy radio tuned into the station's frequency. He says he's playing music in an effort to cool things off, after days of fielding phone calls from listeners anxious to hear news from home.
They're calling for analysis, for my point of view, to have a sense of where we're really heading. Is this Armageddon for Haiti?
This strip of Haitian restaurants, voodoo shops, and haircutters is the first stop for many immigrants who arrive here penniless and work their way into middle-class neighborhoods in Queens and Long Island. Most remain passionate about their homeland.
Well, Haitians have had political differences for years, but they managed to limit it to the political arena. For now, this is armed conflicts, armed rebellion, and that I never expected to see in my country for my lifetime.
Dupuy's close ties to the Aristide government and his continued support for the president have made him a controversial figure here. He hits the airwaves with his 9 o'clock newscast.
Mesdames, messieurs, bonsoir et bienvenue à notre rencontre régulière.
You have only to cross Nostrand Avenue to find another perspective on Aristide. Ardent opposition supporter Alex Jean-Pierre flips through local Haitian stations on a boombox in the window of Angie's Cargo and Shipping.
He has to do something fast. Best way to do it, to avoid bloodshed, step down.
He says business is slow because people are afraid packages they send home won't arrive safely. Like most Haitians who want to see Aristide's ouster, Jean-Pierre once believed the president was his country's only hope for democracy. He skips over Radio Soleil's decidedly pro-government slant.
You have to listen to all this, all the news and balance it. You listen to Tropical, you listen to Radio Soleil, you listen to La Caille, then you read the newspaper. When you go home, you listen to CNN.
Perhaps the most popular form of communication is what's called telejol, or word of mouth in Creole. It's in full swing at Nostrand Donuts, where businessman Joseph Cadet and insurance broker Michael Aquino square off over coffee and crullers. 34-year-old Cadet says Aristide was democratically elected and should serve out his term.
Right now, I'm ready to die for Aristide, for my country.
Oh, man, then you will.
Yes.
Go back there. Then you will.
Oh, yes.
Aquino is a Vietnam vet and an American citizen. He wipes sweat from his forehead as he yells back.
The situation is Aristide should leave because he's no good for the country. He's treating these people like animals. He's worse than François Duvalier.
They debate over which was worse, Haiti under the Duvaliers and their notorious secret police, the Tonton Macoute, or under Aristide with his pro-government militia called the Chimère. The screaming continues long after the coffee cups are drained and the cruller crumbs are brushed away. Back at Radio Soleil, Rico Dupuy sits in a wilted navy blue suit, listening to the latest newscast from Haiti.
For a peace to be durable, it has to be just. And if that's not the case, then you're just going to polarize people more. This is time being wasted, arguing instead of challenging this energy toward creative things.
Dupuy is worried that any agreement between Aristide and the opposition will deepen the rift between opposing sides here in Brooklyn. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Graham in New York.